This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mike Johnston will be Denver's next mayor. Rival Kelly Brough conceded the race after falling more than 8 points behind after all Election Day ballots were counted.
I called Mike, and I hope he is surrounded by as beautiful people as I am tonight. And I wished him Godspeed in the work ahead, because our city is challenged, and it needs a lot of work.
Johnston addressed a crowd at Union Station.
This race was about a big vision for what's possible for Denver. It was about a dream of Denver. And we know there are cities that have tried to deliver that dream that have failed.
Johnston will be sworn in next month. Governor Polis has vetoed an affordable housing bill passed by his own party. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A measure passed by State House Democrats would have given local governments the right of first refusal when certain apartment buildings are sold, allowing the city to match the best private offer and then turn the apartments into affordable housing. Real estate interests said it would add delays and uncertainty. Polis agreed and killed the bill. Senator Faith Winter was a sponsor.
It is our responsibility to come up with solutions, and the solutions that I've provided, unfortunately, have either failed or been vetoed.
It was a bitter conclusion to Democrats' housing reform efforts this year. The governor's own sweeping land use proposal also failed. But a few smaller bills passed, and lawmakers said the biggest ideas would return. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado's weather forecast is looking pretty familiar, with a chance for thunderstorms across much of the state again this afternoon, and that continues through much of the rest of the week and into the weekend. Along the Front Range, it's highs in the 70s. That's in Denver and Colorado Springs, Fort Collins and Boulder. Mountain highs near 60. In Grand Junction this afternoon, just a little warmer, with highs in the 80s today and again tomorrow. And again, with that chance for thunderstorms across much of Colorado through the rest of the day. This is CPR News.